In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. By their fruits you will know them. So often we look around this world and we see things that are very evil. And because of the lack of faith or lack of depth perception that we have when it comes to supernatural things, we often label the material object itself as evil. And I'm going to remind you to go back to that first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis. After God had made each thing, He saw that it was good. Saint Francis and many of the saints, perhaps all of the saints, have seen nature and they've looked at it and they've seen the hand of God in creating all these things. And they see that it is good. And today I look around and I see so many who will point to things and say, this is evil. I hear people tell me that money is evil. I say, money isn't evil. Money is just an indifferent thing. It's nothing but paper or metal. The money isn't evil. Well, it's the love of money that is evil. Well, even a like or a desire for money in itself is not evil. It's the inordinate love. It's the improper use of money that is evil. Evil is not in the things that God has made or even in the things that man has made. I've heard people say, well, the TV is evil. Nothing but filth comes through it. The TV is evil. The TV is an inanimate object. Or the computers are evil. These things are not evil. They are indifferent. It is what we do with them that is either good or evil. And then it is ultimately reduced to the idea of what is our will. Are we trying to use these things for the greater honor and glory of God, for the salvation of souls? Or these things that we use, are we using them for our own pride, our own vanity, to entrap others into sin? To lead others to evil? When that becomes the case, we must recognize it is not the things that are evil, but it is an evil will. It is an evil will that produces the fruit. For all these things by themselves produce absolutely nothing. It is when man puts his hand to it that it begins to produce fruit. That it becomes either worthwhile or worthless. It is we, our intentions, our actions, our will that is either good or evil. We are the tree that is producing fruit. And we must constantly examine ourselves, what fruit am I producing? What fruits do the acts of my will produce? What fruits are my thoughts producing? And all we really have to do very often is look in the mirror. What do you see in that mirror? Do you see someone who is angry? Who is mad, who has fallen into despair, someone who hates the world or is in hatred with something? Do you see this bitter fruit? Do you see this evil fruit when you look in the mirror? If you do, then you must realize that the tree is bad. You better begin to do something to change it. There's something wrong. For when you look in the mirror, you should see someone who is in love with life, someone who loves God, someone who has a smile on their face and is happy to get up in the morning and offer the entire day for the love of God. And I can already hear some of the children, maybe some of the adults, tell me, well, that's easy when everything is going well. You just don't understand, Bishop Giles. When everything is going bad, it's not so easy to get up and smile in the morning. And I beg to differ with you. A simple search of the internet, and I'll bet you I can turn up hundreds and thousands of pictures of little children suffering from cancer with still a smile on their face. One comes to mind I saw just a few days ago of a little boy who was struck by lightning. He's in the hospital, bandaged head to toe, but he has this great big smile on his face. Are you going to tell me he has nothing to be thankful for? Are you going to tell me he has no reason to smile? He has no reason to be happy? I say he most certainly does. And you say, well, lightning striking this poor little boy, that was a great evil. And I would say again, you are wrong. Lightning striking that little boy is an indifferent act. It is what we do with that act that makes all the difference in the world. If we turn this tribulation into good, it is something good for us. If this tribulation causes us to call out to God, if it causes us to reevaluate our life, it is a very good, necessary good. And it was truly God's mercy that either sent it or allowed it, so that we might improve. Too often, I think we look out at the world, we look at our lives, and we think that God isn't fair. He's dealt us an unfair hand. And we begin to feel sorry for ourselves. And self-pity stinks just about as much as self-pride. They're both really disgusting. They both are very rotten fruit. We must look at everything as a gift from God to make us better. We must begin to take the things of this earth and turn them into good. And already I can understand a false humility. Oh, that's easy when the saints did these things. I could never do these things. I'm such a terrible sinner. I'm such a miserable wretch. I can't do those things. And I'll remind you what Grandma always says. Can't is the lazy boys or lazy girls. I don't want to. If you want to do something, you will do it. If you don't want to do something, you're not going to do it. It's that simple. You can take a little boy and put him in a chair and sit him in front of a teacher and have a teacher lecture to him and give him busy paperwork all day long. But if he doesn't want to learn, guess what? He's not going to learn. And you can't make him. But if he wants to learn, if he's eager to learn, you're not going to be able to stop him either. Oh, you can beat his bottom, you can put him in the corner, you can do all kinds of mean things, but you can't touch his will. And he knows that. And it's something that we should all remind ourselves very frequently. The devils can't touch our wills. The evils of this world cannot touch our will. No matter how much, quote, bad things you think you might be receiving in this world, it can never touch your will. It can't touch your heart unless you allow it. You can always take whatever has been given you and make good fruit come from it. The scribes and Pharisees, they took the good things from God, their intelligence, the graces, the virtues that they had, all very noble, beautiful things, but they produced a rotten fruit with it. They became filled with their own pride, with vanity. That will, deep inside their soul, took all these good things from God and turned them into evil. The saints that we would say have received so much evil in their lives, so much suffering, so much persecution, so much illness, they took these, what would be called evil things, and they made good come from it. They produced good fruit. They suffered in patience. They suffered with joy. They made an offering of their own lives to God for the salvation of souls, in reparation for their own sins perhaps. But they took this alleged evil and made good come from it. And what I said to you earlier is true. It is neither good nor evil. It's what we do with it. It's what's in our heart. I said, Danielle, I've spoken to so many young couples getting married. What is the difference between the marital act and fornication? It's exactly the same thing. It's designed for exactly the same purpose, but yet it's very clear that one is evil and the other is good. One is condemned by God and condemned by the church, and the other is blessed by God and blessed by the church. What makes the difference? It's exactly the same thing. So many ladies will hold up their hand and say, it's this little ring on my finger. Makes all the difference. That ring is a symbol of something. It's not that ring. What makes the difference is the conformity of our will with God's. One is an obedience to God's will. One is taking this act and making something good come from it, and the other is a selfish act in rebellion against God. And it produces a most bitter and evil fruit. But then, of course, I can already anticipate somebody saying, well, the child born out of wedlock is evil then. No, you've missed the whole point. The child isn't evil. The child is good. This child is a gift from God. This child is a blessing. Perhaps the situation you arranged to bring him into this world was evil, but it is still God who has given this child life, who has given this child being. And he is called upon by God from the very moment he created him to be his child. And this child belongs to God. And so now I ask, what is it that you're going to do with this child? And too often the world answers, we must murder this child. This child has caused me shame and degradation. And the only answer is to murder it. You see, the evil fruit is not the child, but it is the will. This murder, this selfishness, that is the evil. That is the evil fruit that is being produced. And if we would just acknowledge to ourselves we have made a mistake and ask humbly within the depths of our own soul, what does God want me to do now? Show me your will, Lord. Let me know what your will is, and I will follow your will, no matter what it costs. And then, once we have given our will to God's in that this manner, we can wake up in the morning eager to meet the day. Even though we may already realize that there's a mountain of work, there's a mountain of tribulation ahead of us this day, it will be a joy to face it, because we are facing it in conformity with Christ. With our wills, we enter into the Spirit of Christ and we take up our cross daily and follow Him. And we can thus sing at our work. We can have joy constantly in our hearts, even in the midst of suffering and tribulation and trials. All these things are indifferent. If we look at each one of these problems not as obstacles, but opportunities, we'll begin to produce good fruits throughout our lives. But the fruit has nothing to do with the works of our bodies, the labor of our hands. The fruit that is produced, the fruit that we should all be striving to be produced within our hearts and souls, is a love for God. True charity within our hearts can only come by conforming our wills to His, accepting the crosses, accepting the good and the bad. I even hesitate to use those terms, but those are the terms the world uses. Truly, there is nothing good or bad. It's all indifferent in this life. We can make good come of anything. We can make good come of everything. Once we conform ourselves to the will of God, and if it's a burden, we say we'll take up this cross for the love of God each and every day. And Christ has promised us He will make that burden light. He will make it sweet. Let us not hesitate, but seek forever that the love of God, true charity, might not only be produced within our hearts, but that it might continue to grow fuller and fuller, riper and riper, each and every day of our lives. So that as we draw our lives to a close, we can say with St. Paul, I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. And now what awaits me is a crown in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.